Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presidential candidates, following up on their so-called chaotic debate on Tuesday night with campaign appearances yesterday, Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania as well as New Alexandria, Ohio, where he told the crowd of his opponent in November.
An entitled, self-serving president who inherited everything in his life and squandered it.
Meanwhile, President Trump told a rally in Duluth, Minnesota, that Joe Biden would turn the state into a refugee camp if he won the election. Late last night, President Trump signed a temporary spending bill to allow the federal government to keep operating through December 11th, the Senate passing the bill earlier Wednesday after the House passed it last week. It avoids a government shutdown that would have struck at midnight last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
A California wildfire has claimed another life.
My condolences go out to a fourth death that we've had as a result of this.
That's Shasta County Sheriff Eric Magrini. He says the latest victim of the Zog fire was someone who had been evacuated but died in a hospital suffering from significant burns that he suffered before he got out of his neighborhood. Another round of stimulus checks is coming once Congress and the Trump administration agree on a new coronavirus relief package. That's according to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who says the direct payments to individuals will be similar to the $1,200 checks that were part of the CARES Act. A huge settlement coming to victims and families of the mass shooting on the Las Vegas Strip 3 years ago today as a judge has approved an $800 million settlement for more than 4,400 people directly impacted by the shooting that killed 58. And this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's Facebook news and Instagram news and WhatsApp, and, well, here's USA Radio's Wendy King to explain.
Facebook says it's combining Instagram with Facebook Messenger in the latest step to integrate the two platforms. Messenger replaced Instagram's old messaging service, Instagram Direct, a move that will allow users to send chat messages and share photos and videos between the two platforms. It's part of Facebook's bigger plans that would include the incorporation of WhatsApp into Facebook as well. Facebook said users will be able to communicate across apps seamlessly, watch videos together, customize emoji reactions, incorporate message controls, and easily forward content. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Twitter says it's taking down more than 100 accounts that it says originate in Iran that were trying to disrupt public conversation during Tuesday's presidential debate. Twitter noting the accounts had very low engagement and no real impact on the public conversation. And Apple is bringing more emojis to users. Among those new ones, gender-neutral Santa Claus. a transgender pride flag, and both men and women in wedding dresses. Oh, emojis are fun, but you know you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we do it because it's hard, not because it's easy. And, of course, the other night, clearly you understand, or you should by now, the battle that we're in and the upside-down world that we find ourselves in. I mean, even over an issue like critical race theory, I mean, up is down and down is up. This is all a manifestation, and where we find ourselves down the road, down the yellow brick road of political correctness, and what has been going on within our federal agencies is the teaching, really the indoctrination of this critical race theory. You know, we talked with Michael Rubin several weeks ago, and he says he just, you know, he has to suffer, you know, through these presentations, but it's a bunch of garbage. But meanwhile, that garbage is what's in our federal agencies. It is what's being forced in our educational system. I mean, this is really like the blob of decades ago and how it's come in and swallowed our culture. Megan Barth is with us right now, the founder and proprietor of RingandBabe.com. Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, but I'm getting increasingly agitated, if I can get even more so, especially when you talk about this critical race theory and how Joe Biden would want to accommodate it. I mean, he didn't even understand, you know, when the president called it out for what it is, that it is racist. And Biden just sat there with that, you know, kind of goofy look on his face, you know, that this was beyond his level of intellect.
Well, there are many things that are beyond Joe Biden's level of intellect these days, so that's not surprising. But you left out one segment of this critical race garbage and poison, as I call it, and that's in corporate America. Now, I left corporate America quite some time ago, but I have plenty of friends that are still in corporate America, and I often get emails from them or texts from them saying that they have to sit through this, you know, racial sensitivity training. And that is how the left has repurposed, if you will, critical mm-hmm. race theory. They call it racial sensitivity training. And that's exactly what Chris Wallace did. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with racial sensitivity. It actually has to do with racial supremacy. And some races are more equal than others, according mm-hmm. to this critical race theory.
Right.
I had a girlfriend of mine that had to sit through an entire presentation, wasting plenty of time to make the company money, by the way. And mm-hmm. she had to sit, and she's white, and she had to sit through a presentation delivered by a African-American woman in human resources that basically said that whites were inferior,
right.
That whites have privilege.
Well, that just gets you fired up to go do a better job, doesn't it?
Right.
I mean, Yeah, this is just so idiotic. But, you know, my point in all this is that what is the trajectory? I mean, the trajectory isn't about, you know, one race over another. There's an ultimate plan here. I mean, cannot people see where this road leads us?
Well, I mean, I think some do, and I think it's a very, I think this critical race theory was established in order to create racial supremacy of yore, but it's an inverse.
Right.
It is on the road to reparations. It is on the road to making whites or non-blacks basically inferior to the black race. And so this is the goal of many racialists on the left.
How long has this been going on, Megan, in corporate America? We know for the government it's been over 10 years.
When I was in corporate America about 10 years ago, we didn't have any of this garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I think it really went on steroids with Obama, quite
mm-hmm.
frankly. But I think it's really gained traction in probably the last 10 years, right after I left.
Right.
And so the goal, I think how long it's been going on, I think is important. But what's also important is the fact that corporations have adopted this and then shoved it down the throats of people. And my girlfriend, for example, could bow out of the presentation. Then she would be labeled as, you know, perhaps a racist.
Could she lose her job?
You don't have a choice.
Yeah. Could she lose her job?
Sure, she could.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's
a consequence because you're an at-will employee in a majority of the corporations in this country, and they can fire you for any reason.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, this is, and then meanwhile, here they are, they're indoctrinated with this training, and they look on the TV and they see, so many blacks, looting their own neighborhoods, destroying businesses. How do they reconcile this sensitivity training with the practicality of what's happening out in the streets of America?
Well, if you asked any Democrats, including Joe Biden and Chris Wallace, who were looting the streets in America, they would say white supremacists.
Yes.
That they wanted to target the Proud Boys, which is a small group, but guess what? It was founded by a half black, half Cuban guy. So he doesn't really look like a white supremacist to me.
Right, exactly.
And there's many people of color within the Proud Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they have been targeted now because the left has to deflect from the fact that they have ignored Antifa. They refuse to call it an organized group, much like Chris Ray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joe Biden basically said it was, you know, just a mosh of, you know, unorganized people. It's not. We saw a U-Haul van unloading supplies for the Antifa anarchists just the other week.
Mm-hmm.
And so while Christopher Ray is focused on the Boogaloo movement, which again is very small and there's some ragtag bunch, you have literally a coordinated effort that has caused billions of dollars of damage to our country in a short 4 months.
Exactly.
And yet the Democrats call it a myth.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. I was just going to say, I mean, you got Jerry Nadler going, oh, no, that's a Beltway myth. And Biden echoed the same sentiment the other night. It's like, wait a minute, these people, I mean, this is the same thing along the same doctrine and mindset, like the former Attorney General Eric Holder saying there's no such thing as voter fraud, right?
Yeah, exactly. There is actually a thing of voter fraud. I mean, if you went over to the Heritage Foundation, they have close to 2,000 cases that are published on voter fraud.
Mm-hmm. We have it linked on our site at BillMartinezLive.com. We show the report that continues to be updated from the Heritage Foundation.
Yes, and now we're seeing multiple instances of voter fraud with this mail-in ballot situation. We just had a handful of people in Texas indicted facing 134 counts of fraud related to voting and ballot harvesting.
Well, of course, we saw the James O'Keefe Veritas video as well in Ilhan Omar's district. I mean, I was surprised that local officials seemed to respond to that pretty quick. We'll see if AG Barr is all over this as well. It was quite an expose. You've got a guy who says, my car is full of these ballots, empty ballots that... you know, God only knows, probably thousands of ballots right there in his car that he'd been collecting. And it's all on tape. Unbelievable. Right. More from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, I find it quite interesting here, mainstream media, others seem to want to ignore Antifa. Jerry Nadler says, oh, it's just a myth. Joe Biden the same way. The Democratic Party, they don't even want to talk about Antifa. but yet they're burning the streets. The radical arm of the Black Lives Matter, don't want to talk about that, but we want to be, you know, we want to have this critical race theory and racial sensitivity thrust upon us. And I was talking to Megan Barr, founder, proprietor of BriganBabe.com, off the air just a moment, and she had mentioned to me that she actually met the founder of Proud Boys, I guess a couple of years back, right? At CPAC?
Yeah, well, it was actually at the last CPAC.
So oh, last one, okay.
Nearly a right. year, February or whenever it was. I think it was February. And what? And I'm like, oh, you're the white supremacist? The guy is black, Puerto Rican, and Cuban.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he's got the racial trifecta down, as we said. But, you know, the question is, I mean, Donald Trump says the same thing. I mean, you know, I barely heard about the Proud Boys myself. I know who they know little about them, and I don't want to conjecture on it. I've got to do a deeper dive. You have some a little bit of understanding and background for them, and I don't know if you're open to report on it now or we'll save it for another day.
Well, from what I know is just from what I learned about the owner. They're a patriotic group of men who are Christians.
Mm-hmm.
That's about what I know. They're a small group. They're not very large. But see, Bill, this is a distraction.
Yes.
This is a complete distraction. And this is why Chris Wallace and the left brought it up. Mm-hmm. So we would spend 15 minutes or whatever talking about it, when in fact there are a whole host of other things that we should be talking about. Like why Hunter Biden got $3.5 million from the Moscow mayor's ex-wife or wife.
Exactly.
Why Hunter Biden got billions of dollars from China. What did Obama know and when did he know it? What did Joe Biden know and when did he know it related to Operation Crossfire Hurricane? Well, it looks like on the day that there was a briefing, they actually knew that there was a coup going on within their administration and they were greenlighting it.
Yes.
And so there's a whole host of other things that are actually damaging to our republic that, that the Democrats have tried to cover up with deflection by mentioning a disparate group that's very small and not white supremacist.
Right.
By any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we find out with the latest reveal that it was Hillary Clinton herself that actually colluded with the Russians, and she deflected and empowered Barack Obama's administration, including Joe Biden, which the president rightfully pinned the tail on the donkey, on his donkey, rightfully so, that he was involved in suggesting the Logan Act that they happened to have on tape from Biden himself, that he had suggested the Logan Act to be used against Mike Flynn.
Yeah. And then Trump said, we have the tape. They should release the tape.
Yeah, without
what should be trending on Twitter is release the tapes, release the Biden tape.
Right.
Because
Chris Wallace did us no favors in this whole situation. I mean, clearly, and Trump called it out early and saying, okay, I get it. It's two against one. The questions that were asked, the failed follow-ups, I think somebody had counted, there was something like 75 interruptions by Wallace and I think maybe 15, I mean, Wallace on Trump and maybe 15 against, Biden. I mean, and yet the commission, which is astounding to me, wanted to loud all kinds of praise on Chris Wallace. I mean, Chris Wallace was every bit of this crash, and you and I have talked about the sports analogy that in any kind of contest, the officials do not want to be part of the game. And Chris Wallace was too much a part of this game. I mean, he was the updated version of Candy Crowley, was he not?
Well, yes, absolutely. And I'm surprised that perhaps he wasn't the updated version of Donna Brazile in handing the questions over to Biden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that Donna Brazile has a job at Fox. But, you know, come to think of it, I'm not, because Fox has literally gone down the tubes. Nonetheless, since Rupert Murdoch left, but nonetheless, we have Chris Wallace, who basically is asking about an issue that polls 37th on voters' concerns, and that's climate change.
Yes, right.
These types of questions that he was asking, and, you know, Bill, I used to set up debates.
Mm-hmm.
So I would organize the debate, set up the debate, choose the moderator, and choose the panel. And we held debates across the country at mostly Ivy League schools, Harvard, Yale, Columbia, George Washington, on and on and on. And one of the hardest things I had to do was pick a moderator. Because you have to have a moderator that truly comes across objective. We all have an internal belief, maybe a bias, et cetera. But as a moderator, you have to shelve whatever bias or belief you have and really come through as an impartial juror, if you will, a moderator. He was so far from it. And it's unfortunate because debates have fallen in stature so much because it has become a politicized event instead of an event that is an informational one.
Exactly.
Whereby we really learn exactly what both of the candidates stand for. What would have been a nice question from Chris Wallace to lob at both candidates was, can you explain your tax plan?
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And then Joe Biden would have to explain how he's going to hike taxes on every corporation in America, how he's going to hike taxes on every single person in America, even though he says it's only on the rich. It's not. It's on every person. And he would have to then explain what his policies are.
Right.
So far, Joe Biden's policies have been, I hate Trump, you hate Trump, vote for me.
Exactly. Another question they could have asked is about COVID. I mean, Joe Biden has repeatedly said that Donald Trump is responsible for the death of 200,000 Americans. How do you make that statement? I mean, they just say, okay, let's just say you were president. What would you have done upon hearing that we were being threatened by COVID-19, what would you have done?
Right.
I mean, of course, this gives him a distinct advantage because we know what he had done previously when America was attacked with H1N1 attacked, or we were subjected to it. We know what he did then. But, you know, hey, we'll give you a shot at it. Tell us what your policies would have been. How could you have saved 200,000, right?
Go ahead.
And another very fair question that Chris Matthews could have asked.
Chris Wallace. Yeah, you went hardball on me. I'm sorry. Yes, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I got mixed up.
I usually take that ball and I take it to deep center, but I thought I'd let it go.
But another fair question that he could have asked is, if you believe that Donald Trump is responsible for 200,000 COVID deaths, do you believe that Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, is responsible for 11,000 COVID deaths when he sent old elderly people to nursing homes? It's a very fair question.
Yes.
And that's something that I would encourage a moderator, if I was in the debate, to ask, because that's what's been published, right? That is facts, okay?
Right.
But you usually in a debate want to talk about things that haven't been talked about yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or to expose things that have been talked about and shed new light on them.
Exactly.
It's like bursting the fake news from the real news.
The other thing that you mentioned, you kind of referred to here lightly, and I want people to really understand this, is the job of a moderator. The job of a moderator, in a sense, is to call balls and strikes, to keep it down the middle, and to make sure that you're holding space for a proper exchange of information on both sides. The reason it got out of hand, and this is what's being missed, the reason it got out of hand because it was so poorly moderated, that it was obviously one-sided. It was unfair. The president was going to be pigpiled by Biden and by Wallace right there in front of God and everybody unless he pushed back. So Chris Wallace is clearly responsible for the raucousness, in a sense, and the president's response. Now, the president is a grown man. He's responsible for his own decisions. But in part, as I said earlier, I thought that, when Trump saw Biden, he saw Biden as the representation of everything that has, interfered with his administration. And I thought it was brilliant when he pinned it on him and said, yeah, tell me about a peaceful transition, what you and Obama did to our administration, not to mention 63 million voters that voted for me to be president of the United States, right? We got 10 seconds left. Go ahead.
If you thought the debate was mayhem, then the fault lies at the feet of the moderator, Mr. Wallace.
There it is. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Thank you, Megan. Take care. We'll see you next week.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presidential candidates, following up on their so-called chaotic debate on Tuesday night with campaign appearances yesterday, Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania as well as New Alexandria, Ohio, where he told the crowd of his opponent in November.
An entitled, self-serving president who inherited everything in his life. And squandered it.
Meanwhile, President Trump told a rally in Duluth, Minnesota, that Joe Biden would turn the state into a refugee camp if he won the election. Late last night, President Trump signed a temporary spending bill to allow the federal government to keep operating through December 11th, the Senate passing the bill earlier Wednesday after the House passed it last week. It avoids a government shutdown that would have struck at midnight last night. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we have to focus on the majors, not get caught up in all the minors. The other night, disappointing that Chris Wallace would utilize such critical time, 90 minutes for us to understand the candidates. And let's talk about something that most people care so little about, which is has to do with climate change. I mean, it's like ranking number 37. I mean, you got to go down a lot of important issues to get down to climate change. I mean, we can't even talk about voter fraud, I guess. So nobody's concerned about that after all that we've had to endure regarding Russian collusion, all this debate, and already some early reassignments of people, reassignments to jail of people, and indictments of people for already fudging on this election. But now let's talk about climate change. Well, a recent Rasmussen poll shows a majority of Americans do not believe that climate change is the cause of the California wildfires, for example, as Joe Biden and Governor Newsom claim. Well, with us right now is the former Trump-Pence EPA transition team member and founder of JunkScience.com, Steve Malloy. Steve, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, it was interesting that even when President Trump went to meet with Governor Newsom, the president stood on everything that he believed and said, look, it is forest mismanagement is the problem. I mean, he's face-to-face with Governor Newsom and his team right there saying, look, the problem isn't climate change. You got to be upfront about this. This has everything to do about forest mismanagement. And what did Governor Newsom do? He didn't have the strength of character to, you know, or a backbone to say, no, I disagree. And he could have disagreed and say, no, I disagree with you, and here's
is why. But no, he agreed with the president and says, you're exactly right. It is about forest mismanagement, right?
Right, and they're still not doing it. Look, it doesn't really matter what the cause of the wildfires is. You know, it's the drought. And, you know, of course, people like Gavin Newsom want to believe that the drought is caused by man-made global warming. But, you know, I can show you California natural history going back 1,100 years. You know, California often goes into mega droughts lasting decades. Mm. Some have lasted as long as 220 years. Mm. So, you know, the cause, for all we know, California is in another mega drought that's going to go on for 200 years. So whether it's, you know, natural or man-made, it doesn't really matter. California's in drought, and these forests are going to burn until someone does something about them. And we've made the situation worse because over the past, you know, since the 1960s, we've been phasing logging out of California. And, you know, we finally got rid of it in the 1990s. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, these forests have just turned into tinderboxes, and it's the public forest, not the private lands. It's the public lands that have turned into tinderboxes, and of course, then they go on to burn down private lands.
Right, exactly.
So,
yeah. And I can tell you, Steve, having grown up and born and raised in California, we saw the cycle. I mean, this happened every year. I mean, you would have these raging fires, then would come the rains, and with the rains would come floods, until the next fire came in, and we would, you know, rinse, cycle, repeat. And right. That's the nature of the state. And meanwhile, which is unbelievable because it is a one-party state. So they've had control over this to where they can move unilaterally, and they have. But sadly, their unilateral moves are not proving to be the solution. It's only exacerbating the problem, isn't it?
Well, they're sacrificing the well-being of Californians and their forests on the altar of global warming. You know, it's their political agenda. You know, I think you can compare California with a state like Texas. Texas is actually more heavily forested than California. Texas is warmer than California. But Texas, you know, hardly has any wildfires. I mean, they have them, but not many because they manage their forests. In contrast, California is just a disaster.
Well, you bring up a good point. And, of course, we hear a lot these days about the science and the scientists, that they are the gods of the 21st century for America. And, you know, going back early when the debate first began, you know, when they tried to say, and even the Sierra Club kept repeating their mantra that 97% of scientists agree. They go, you can't get 97% of scientists in a room to agree the sky is blue. How are you going to get them to agree with something, you know, like climate change? And of course, then we realized that the science was faux science. It had all been manufactured, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you got a former vice president getting an Oscar for it. You've got all these things that he had predicted. And I am of the genre, Steve, that believes that if you're out there prognosticating something and it doesn't come true, then we don't need to hear from you anymore, okay?
I mean,
look what happened to Dick Morris. Dick Morris made a bad, and this guy's been in political purgatory ever since. But there are certain people that get away with this, particularly, you know, Democrats like, you know, a Donna Brazile or an Al Gore that can make these outlandish predictions. They fall flat on their face, and they're still doing the cocktail circuit, getting paid lots of money for speeches.
Well, that's certainly true, and I can't think of a single climate scientist that has ever been correct about anything, yet we still listen to these people, and, you know, we allow them to drive policy with their crazy predictions for what's going to happen 80 years from now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, getting back to California, it's all kind of academic because it doesn't really matter what the cause is. I mean, the reality is these forests, there's a drought. These forests are dry. If you don't do something, the state's going to burn until there's nothing left to burn. So what do
exactly.
you do?
Right. Yeah, I mean, what's the answer here? You know, you've got Governor Newsom looking to Trump and the federal government, the rest of the taxpayers,
right.
to, you know, cover up their poor decisions.
Yeah, no, Newsom had a moment of clarity about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He said, you know, you can't predict the weather, but you can be prepared. And, you know, that was just a fleeting thought, I guess, because, you know, so several days later, he's back into global warming alarmism. And, you know, we need to, you know, stop selling gasoline powered cars in the state. That's somehow going to make a difference. Well, by 2035, when, you know, his plan is supposed to come into effect, there's going to be no California left.
Right, exactly. Two cars on the road, but it'll be brilliant. You'll be able to get to Sacramento and San Diego in about 3 hours because nobody will be in your way.
Right.
Yeah, unbelievable. But along the same line, I mean, let's, if you don't mind, humor me for just a moment. You know, it's the same scientific minds or scientific-like minds that have locked us down and have us fearful right now regarding COVID-19. I mean, really, I would think as a scientist, in terms of its entire body of work, if I was in that profession, I'd be, you know, getting the team together and saying, look at guys, you know, we got to be careful here. If we lose credibility in one area, it's going to transfer. Eventually the people are going to wise up and, you know, we're going to lose everything here if we continue down this road.
Yeah. Bill, you know, I've spent a lot of the last 30 years, following the public health, bureaucracy. It is inept, corrupt, politicized. And, it, you know, all those chickens have come home to roost with COVID. They're completely unprepared. They are just, you know, their policy, this mindless lockdown is destroying our society, destroying our economy. You know, it's now an election issue. I mean, the whole thing is crazy because these people, you know, for the last 30 years, they've been worried about how much you eat, how much you smoke. They've been worried about global warming. They've been worried about guns. You know, the real public health threat is these little microbes out there.
Exactly.
But they completely dropped the ball.
Steve, we're also psychologically locked down. I mean, you know, some people have the audacity to say, oh, this is going to be over. I mean, it's even some Democratic health directors in California, speaking of which, I won't even say she was caught on tape. She was pretty open about it and just saying, yeah, this will be solved on November the 4th, right after the election. You know, I don't think so. I think the damage that they have perpetrated on the body politic is much more extensive on that. If this is going to take years psychologically to get over.
Agreed. Just go to the grocery store and look at people's faces. They won't even make eye contact with you.
Oh, and God forbid that for any reason, if you get a tickle in your throat and you cough or you sneeze, oh my God, they want to throw a hazmat outfit on you and take you outside immediately, right?
Absolutely. No, it's nuts. I mean, they're ruining society because of their ineptness.
Without a doubt. Well, Steve Malloy, thank you for being with us.
All right,
appreciate it.
Thank
he is the former Trump-Pence EPA transition team member, founder of JunkScience.com. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got the movie guy coming up next.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
I want to ask you, what would it take to get you to dress up in a Juju Bees box and do the lobby dance, huh? Think about that for just a moment.
Live.
Listening to the movie guy, Steve Evans, yes, live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. Hey, you know, what would it take? I mean, you know.
You know what? My career began in radio, and I did all kinds of crazy things, so it wouldn't take much. This is
really?
But really.
I mean, even after all these days, I mean, come on, you're a seasoned veteran. You are a value. Exactly.
I remember one year I dressed up as the Easter Bunny, and that was a big thing for a big radio promotion. I was also the traffic reporter there in Spokane, Washington. Mm-hmm. I was Baron von Reckfinder, the KGA Sky Spy.
Did you do the helicopter sound with the beating on your chest and everything?
Actually, I'd be happy in a plane, but I used to do these appearances where they'd dress me up, you know, as a World War One fighter pilot, and I'd arrive in a sidecar, and it was pretty bizarre. So, hey, it wouldn't take
you didn't. You didn't did you throw any turkeys out of the helicopter or anything like that?
No,
like WKRP?
We had some experience with melting chocolate at the Easter egg hunt when I was the Easter egg or the Easter bunny. So yeah, I mean these are, you know, it'll all be in my memoirs.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the craziest things I got caught, just to share a little bit, you know, since you're being so vulnerable, we're at a Christmas party. Doing a corporate Christmas party, and this was in the days of when, you know, we were a traveling disco show, even when I was working in L.A. at KISS Radio, and I was invited to host this party and everything like that, and they were going to do this gift exchange thing. And they lost their Santa Claus. I don't know what happened. Made the wrong turn at the North Pole, the whole deal. So they said, hey, we need a Santa Claus. Well, my producer and engineer and one of my dear friends, who was my partner in crime at the time, I look at him because he's a robust individual, and I thought he would fit this this Santa Claus outfit perfectly, and immediately he knew what I was thinking before I was even thinking it, and he was like, don't go there, I'm not, and he rarely did he ever just, you know, close the door on anything. He was open for you know, he put up with me, let's just say. But this one, there was no debate, there was nothing. So I end up having to wear the Santa Claus outfit, right?
Yeah, sure. We're
sure, why not? Okay, I'll go along with it. So I'm going and I'm giving out these presents and people's names and calling them up and everything else. And at one point, this gal is going to get her, I call her name out, and as she comes up, and I said, well, have you been a good girl this year? Well, no sooner had I finished that statement that my... the bottoms of my Santa Claus outfit, you know, with the buckle and everything like that, hits the ground.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, fortunately, I did have my normal civilian pants on underneath, so it wasn't, but it was still a sight gag of sight gags that I knew you'd appreciate it. So even though your tail may have fallen off your bunny outfit, you know, I don't know that anybody has lost their pants of their Santa outfit with the buckle. I mean, I can still hear the buckle. I mean, this is what kind of impact. This did such psychological damage for me. Occasionally, I still hear the buckle hitting the ground.
Scarred for life, yeah.
I totally am. Yep, exactly.
Well,
so
there are a million old radio stories, that's for sure.
Yes.
But let's talk about movies here for a second.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I guess that's what we're here for.
We are
yes.
doing a movie report here. Yes. Yeah, Tenet was number one last weekend. Mm-hmm. Not by much. 3.4 million, which is to say that the box office has a ways to go before it really bounces back. 3.4 million, that was the number one movie in this country. Now, the movie Tenet has made about 42 million so far in the U.S. However, it has made about 285 million from overseas markets.
Wow.
So these movies are
that's
making
saving
money.
Him. Yeah.
86% in this case coming from overseas.
What about the streaming entities, Steve-O? Do we have a number on that?
We don't have a number because they hide those numbers, but I was just reading...
Are they hiding them because they don't want the movie houses to see how much profit they're making?
Well, there is that, but also there's the old thing about Hollywood accounting and all that, so they like to keep these pretty close to the vest, and so hopefully that is going to be rectified because there is pressure on... Yeah. these various studios to let everybody know about how much money these movies are actually making.
Yeah, this is why we don't let Hollywood count ballots. We don't let them handle elections.
I would not want Hollywood anywhere near that.
Yeah, exactly.
But the number two movie was New Mutants. That made about 1.2 million. Then we had Break the Silence, Unhinged, and Star Wars Episode 5, for whatever reason. I'm not sure whether they re-released that or what. It made about $1 million at the box office last weekend. So we have a ways to go. And, of course, the major markets, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, they're all shut down for the time being. So we can see how it goes.
Real quick question. Have you had a chance to see Infidel yet? It's on my list. This is the new Jim Caviezel, Dinesh D'Souza movie. It looks very interesting. It's on my list, and I've got to get out there. It's just been, you know, it's the crazy political season right now. I barely get a chance to get outside the house, you know.
That's all the more reason to get outside the house.
Exactly. I'm with you. But, no, we got to check that out. Maybe next week I'll have a little report.
Caleb Reddy passed away. We talked
And Mac Davis.
Mac Davis.
Yeah.
He was a terrific guy.
How many times did you play his and her songs?
Oh, yeah. Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me was, you know, a heavy rotation, as we say. I actually met him up at Sundance, on the street up there, and he was the nicest guy.
Yeah.
And every bit as nice as you would think he would be. And, of course, Helen Reddy passed away at the age of 78. We were just talking about her a couple of weeks ago because they released the movie I Am Woman, which was the biopic all about her life, got great reviews, and hopefully she was able to see that and appreciate that. And how much she meant to everybody prior to her passing.
Well, interesting that you have some, you know, two really feminine iconic figures. Like, and I regard Helen Reddy as a feminine iconic figure.
Absolutely.
For what she did in the 70s.
I Am Woman, yeah.
Exactly. And then RBG, I mean, you know. You know, going on. So, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, but also, speaking of feminist icons, we have the movie The Glorias coming out this weekend. It was big up at Sundance, and ironically, this weekend is going to be kind of like a mini Sundance Film Festival because we have quite a few movies that were big up there. But this, of course, is about Gloria Steinem. You remember her, right?
Oh, of course, yes.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about
I think we were pen pals at one point.
Yeah, maybe so.
That's a whole other disc jockey story. We can talk about that later.
You have to admit, she was the coolest looking feminist out there, right?
Right.
She had the glasses. She had the long hair. She was something. And still is, by the way. But 71% are recommending this movie, which is premiering on Amazon Prime. And the interesting thing about this is that they use four actresses to play her at various stages of her life. You have young Gloria being played by Ryan Kira Armstrong. Lulu Wilson plays the teenage Gloria. Then we have Alicia Vikander playing the young Gloria and Julianne Moore playing the Gloria Steinem that we are familiar with. And, of course, she got her start really as a journalist. And if you remember back in the day, she was the one that went undercover at a Playboy club as a Playboy bunny. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And boys and girls, there was a time when they had these nightclubs where women would dress up in these very skimpy bunny costumes and with a big bunny tail on the back. And she went undercover to really reveal what life as a Playboy bunny was all about. And hardly something that would fly today, but it was an interesting ploy at the time. And of course, she became the editor and launched Ms. Magazine and became the feminist icon that we're aware of today.
Actually, the fact of the matter is, it does fly today. It just doesn't fly in places like Los Angeles at the Playboy Club or at the Mansion.
Did you ever go to the Playboy Club or the Mansion?
I went to the Playboy Club, was invited there at a couple of promotions back in the radio days. The Mansion, I think I got lost, which is almost impossible to get lost when you go in there. But after what I heard that happened, I was glad I got lost.
The Grotto and the whole thing. Oh, if you were a young kid growing up when we grew up, it was a big deal back in the day. But that's out. Then we have another movie called Professor Uncut, which is about this agent who works for a secretive organization that uses brain implant technology to inhabit other people's bodies, ultimately driving them to commit assassinations for high-paying clients. This is a kind of an interesting concept, probably not the first time it's been done, but it was a big movie up at Sundance, and 93% of the critics are recommending that one. And then we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but evidently it's being released into theaters this weekend. Things are kind of all over the board. Maybe it's being released on digital platforms. I'm not really sure, but it's called Save Yourselves. 76% are recommending. This is about a young Brooklyn couple. Remember we talked about they headed out to this upstate cabin to unplug from their phones and reconnect with each other. They're blissfully unaware of their surroundings. They're out there canoeing and chopping wood and stargazing. All the while, they're blissfully unaware that the planet is under attack. Mm. And things start to go wildly off track when they find a little furry ball in their cabin, which soon turns into multiple little alien furries. It's called Save Yourselves. 76% are recommending
that
one.
Is this the blob with fur on it? Is that what you're telling me?
Kind of. I guess
remember
that would be the idea.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
One of those deals. We also have a movie here called On the Rocks, and it's directed by Sofia Coppola, who got her start up at Sundance, of course, the daughter of Francis Ford Coppola, and Bill Murray in this one.
I said, you think Coppola, that name, that famous name associated with filmmaking, is there a relationship here? I think so. Yeah.
Of course, they were big. She and Bill Murray got together for a movie called Lost in Translation. Remember that?
Which yes.
And this is a movie called On the Rocks. A New York woman and her impulsive, larger-than-life father, played by Bill, try to find out if her husband is having an affair. It is out on Apple TV this weekend with 86% recommending that.
Do you think Murray's getting frustrated because he can't be a love interest in movies anymore? Now he's got to be the old dad, the old crotchety old dad.
True, but he's still cashing the check, so I think that makes it all right.
Well, no question. I mean, he still can do it, can he?
I guess so.
Without a doubt. Well, Steve Evans, he's the movie guy, and he reports on all these movies and gets us all excited and keeps us out of trouble. And this way we have a good idea how to spend our weekend. Whether it's a movie house, if you're able to go there and enjoy a big box of lightly buttered popcorn, enjoy yourself. There's plenty of offerings there, and we'll keep you up to date as we continue to move out of this COVID-19 zone. Steve Evans, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry?
Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.